The Gemara Masech the Brachas, the Aflama Vava Mabez, teaches us Chavetz Kedera. Chavetz Kedera is a food that's made out of flour, oil, and honey. V'chein Daisa, and so Daisa, which is a farina or oatmeal. Rabbi Huda says the Brachas Shahakalni B'dvaray. Rav Kahana says the Brachas Bari Mina Mezainus. Says the Gemara, B'daisa Greda, if you have pure cooked grain. Kulam loy pligi, everybody's in agreement that the bracha rishona is by Rabbi Nimazinus. Ki pligi, but of course, as the halacha teaches us, it has to be a cooked grain, not if it's not cooked. If the grain is not cooked, then or baked, then the halacha is not that you make a by Rabbi Nimazinus. This question comes up when we speak about granola bars, that granola bars do have in them grain. Many times they have oats in the granola bar, but the grain is not cooked. Rather, you have the whole grain that goes through a drying process, not through a cooking process. And there, most poskim therefore say that halacha is not a bari mina mezainus, it's set on a granola bar, but rather a bari pri adama is set on a granola bar, because as the Gemara teaches us on daf lamed zayin amun aleph, hakoisis as achita, if somebody eats a whole grain, the bracha is bari pri adama. But continuing with our Gemara, ki pligi, where do we have a machloikis? B'daisa ke'ein chavetz kedera. When you have this grain, this cooked grain, that's made in the Chavetz Kedera fashion, which the Chavetz Kedera has in it, as we said, honey and other ingredients. Rabbi Huda's opinion is that in such a case, the brach is shahakal, shesovar dufshiker, that most of the food is honey, and therefore the brach is the brach of honey, shahakal. Rav Kahana Omer, bari mina mezainus. Kahana's opinion is that a bari mina mezainus is recited. Sover smida ikur. The main ingredient to follow is the flour. Om Rav Yosef, kavaseid Rav Kahana mistabra. Rav Kahana's opinion is the more accepted opinion. The Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, Rav and Shmuel both have taught us. Kol sheyesh by mechameshes aminim. Whenever we have a food that has in it from the chameshes aminim, mevarchan la bari mina mezainus, the bracha to be said is a bari mina mezainus. When we speak about this halacha, that a food, that any food that has in it from the chameshes haminim, the bracha is a bari mina mezainus, there are a number of machlokes rishonim to understand that have very significant bearing on the halacha lemaisa, because there are so many different foods that have in them grain. So there's a machlokes rishonim. Why is it indeed the halacha that any food that has in it from the chameshes haminim has a bari mina mezainus? For obviously, we're not referring to a situation where most of this food is made up of a grain, because then certainly the bracha would be bari mina mezainus. We're obviously referring to a situation where the majority of ingredients are not grain, and yet the halacha is, because it's a grain, we make a bari mina mezainus. And there are two approaches in the Rishonim how to view this halacha. Some Rishonim explain that the halacha is based on the fact that a grain, the chameshes haminim, have in them so many important qualities. Number one, we know the grains are the foods from which we live. And therefore, any food that is the food through which we live, it's only understandable that we should make that it should have a special significance. Particularly, explained the Mefarshim, given the fact that the chameshes haminim are also included in the Zion minim, in the seven fruits that shenishtapcha behen Etz Yisrael, with which Etz Yisrael has been blessed. So, given that we have this combination, that it's has in it the characteristic of being chameshes aminim and zayin aminim, all together, it only makes sense that we should make a bairei minei mezonos. Others explain that, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, when we speak about Hilchas Brachas, and we speak about the different brachas and the priority of brachas and the significance of brachas, the bairei minei mezonos is considered a more significant bracha. And therefore, since it's considered a more significant bracha, so if you have a food that has in it an ingredient, albeit that that ingredient is not the majority of that food, but since that ingredient is a bairei minei mezonos, the halacha will be that you make, that once the food has in it that ingredient, you have to make the bairei minei mezonos, even though that grain, that chameshes haminim ingredient, is not the majority of that food. And immediately, as we learn this halacha, there are very important halacha l'maisa questions that come up when we discuss this halacha. Because let's say you'll have in a food, we know that the grain, the wheat, can be separated into the starch and into the gluten. So if we say that it's based on the bracha, so the bracha on wheat starch, on wheat germ, is a bairei minei mezonos. So if you have wheat germ as an ingredient, given the other conditions that we will discuss in our shiur, you would make a bairei minei mezonos, because it has in it, this ingredient that has in it, the bairei minei mezonos. But if we speak that the reason the halacha is that kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim, there's a halacha that you make a bairei minei mezonos, so then it has to be that you have actually the grain. But if it's been broken down into wheat germ or into gluten, that you don't have that actual grain, that's a chameshes haminim or zayin minim, then maybe the halacha of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim, you make a separate bracha, would not exist. Furthermore, Tosfos over here teaches us that although the halacha indeed, as we will soon see, is that one makes a bairei minei mezonos, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim mevarchan la bairei minei mezonos, Tosfos says that with some sort of a food, klirich, she'osim mekemach u'mayim, that was made by combining flour, water, or cholov, mevarchan la bairei minei mezonos. V'kein, because it has in it the flour. Continues Tosfos, v'kein she'noisen kemach l'toich pulin l'toich adoshim, they had some sort of a food where they mixed flour with beans, ikreshim, v'kein l'toich shkedim, or into almonds, she'oisen l'choyla, which they would normally feed a person who wasn't well, and oisen oisai k'desh yisr alive, if it's made, because that's the food that is going to fill, be his diet. Asar klavar bar minim mezonos. So Tosfos says then a bar minim mezonos is recited. However, im ledabik ba'alma, if the flour is only put there to keep the food together, ein asar klavar bar minim mezonos, then you shouldn't make a bar minim mezonos. For toiv lahachmer, so Tosfos says, however, if somebody has a question, ulagomai b'toich hasuda, the food should be eaten during a meal, la'acha berchas ha'maitzi, after one already said a berchas ha'maitzi, or pata b'manav shach, and therefore, if you already said ha'maitzi at the beginning of your meal, so we know what halach is, if you say ha'maitzi at the beginning of your meal, you need not make separate brachas at any food. And since you have this food, that there's a question, what is the proper bracha, says Tosfos, the right thing to do when you have such a question is eat it in the middle of the meal, or other pais can give the suggestion, take a food that has certainly a bracha of bairei minei mezonos, and take a food that has the bracha of the other ingredients in this food, and therefore you wouldn't have a question. Parenthetically, the Mefarshim ask a very interesting question on Tosfos, because Tosfos just suggested that if you're eating this food that is the almond mixed together with flour, and Tosfos isn't quite certain what bracha should be recited, Tosfos says to eat it in the middle of the meal. So the Mefarshim ask that the halacha is that if somebody eats shkedim during a meal, he has, since almonds is not really part of a meal, even if you're eating it at the beginning in part of a meal where you already washed and made a hamaitzi, you would still have to make a separate bracha on the almond. So what's Tosfos telling me? Eat in the middle of the meal after I already made hamaitzi, how will that solve my dilemma? So the Pesukim say that, as Tosfos seems to indicate, an individual who's sick would eat those almonds, and since they would eat those almonds, that was their food, that was their staple food in their diet. So if you have a food which is maybe not normally eaten as part of a meal, and since it's not normally eaten as part of a meal, we have to make a separate bracha when we eat it. If you'll have an individual that for him, this is part of his regular diet, even though for other people it isn't, that's enough that he shouldn't have to make a separate bracha. Where does this question come up? The question we will still, Mitzvah Hashem, discuss, hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, the issue, if one makes a separate bracha on a dessert during a meal. And we'll see, it really depends, is that part of your meal all of the time? If you always eat a fruit as part of your meal, then it's very possible that you don't have to make a separate bracha when you eat that fruit. If, however, you don't always eat it, then you would have to make a separate bracha, very similar to this individual with the almond, that he's not a healthy person, and he therefore has to eat, he therefore makes a separate bracha on the almond. And these halachas that we just have been quoting is mentioned explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ches Aruchayim, Sif Beis, Paskins, Chamishas Mine Dogen, Shishokan Akotcham. If you have one of the Chamishas Mine Dogen that were cooked or ground, as I said earlier, this halacha does not apply by a whole grain. Vosman Tashal, and one made from them a food, Kigubai Maisa Kedera, Charefis, Vigerish, Vikamo, Vadaisa, different types of prepared grain foods. Even if you mix into them a lot of honey, and the honey is more than the grain, or you have different ingredients, that those ingredients are more than the grain ingredient, the bracha rishon is barim minim zaynus, l'psoif ala michya. Avlam loy nosan ha'dogim b'tavshol el l'dafkoi. If the entire purpose of the grain is only to keep the food together, or to give it some consistency, bottle b'tavshol, it becomes nullified in the tafshol, and if it's not the majority of the tafshol, you wouldn't make the brach on it. So therefore, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, when flour is put into almonds that was served to sick individuals, if the purpose is that that's his diet, that he eats the flour, then the halacha is mevarach b'arim minim zaynus. However, the imla dabik ba'alma, if it's only there to keep the food together, ein mevarach b'arim minim zaynus, then a bracha b'arim zaynus is not recited. And again, the Shulchan Aruch says, as Tosfos said, v'toiv lahachma l'gomer b'toich suda, what would be best is to eat it during the meal, lacha brech samaitzi, or potter manavshach, that'll save any problem. But now we have a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. What is the way to determine if something, the purpose of the flour in the food? For as we have just learned, if it's there just ledabik, to keep the food together, it's certainly, the halacha is that you don't make a bar minim zaynus. Furthermore, as we just learned, if it's only there to thicken the food, as there are many soups that there is flour, some flour put in to serve as a thickener, so there too, the halacha is that you don't make a bar minim zaynus. The Pesukim also say, if you put in the food, the flour just to soften the food, so it's similar to ladabik. If you put in the flour to give the food a certain color or a certain smell, certainly that too falls into the category of ledabik, and we don't make a bari minim zaynus. But what is going to be the halacha? What is the case? The Rishonim already discussed that it would be considered that it's not just ledabik. So from the Rashba it seems that if it's there to give a taste, if the flour is there to give taste to the food, even though it's not the main purpose, it's not that I'm eating flour, that would be enough to have to make a bari min hamazonos. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh's opinion is that it has to be that the food is called or is considered a grain food. The fact that it's just there to give taste alone, even though it contributes to the taste, it's not enough. There are other Rishonim that take even a stricter opinion. The Ra'ah opinion is that not only must the food be considered a grain food, but the Ra'ah's opinion is that if you don't have that much grain, in other words, let's say you'll have a food that has in it a lot, that has in it grain, and the grain is considered a significant ingredient, but with that, the grain still is not enough grain that you should have a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, that you can eat a kezayis of grain b'chtei achilas pras, that already alone, he holds, would not be considered a tafshol sheyesh by mechamishas min and dogim that you make a bari min and mezainus. There's a machloikis bach and taz versus most other achroinim. What is the halacha if you'll have a food that most of the food is grain, but even though most of the food is a grain, it is not going to give tam. It's not giving tam. So the Bach's opinion is that we have to follow the opinion of the Rashba consistently. According to the Rashba, the proba to look for is taste. And if the grain is not the primary contributor to taste, then the halacha is you wouldn't make a bari min hamazonos, even though the grain is the roif. Most achroinim disagree with that, and they feel that as soon as the grain is the roif, even though the grain doesn't give most of the taste, and of course this is a highly unusual situation, but if the grain does not give most of the if the grain doesn't give most of the taste, and if we're learning that it's the taste that is the proba, we wouldn't make a bari min hamazonos. The reason they disagree is because they say that what our Gemara is coming to teach us the din of kol sheyesh by mechamisha saminim, it's not the Gemara is coming to teach us different than normally the halacha, of course, always is, that we make a bari min hamazonos if the roiv, if the majority of this food is a grain. The Gemara is coming to add to that halacha, that even when it's not majority grain, there's going to be situations where you make a bari min hamazonos. But certainly, if the majority is grain, there's nothing else to discuss. So as far as the practical applications of this halacha, a very commonly asked question is regarding licorice. Licorice is, flour is an important ingredient in licorice. And the question is, what bracha should be made on licorice? So the Paiskim say that even though flour is an important ingredient, still it's there only ladabik. The main ingredient are sugar and flavor. And therefore, as Taisvis and the Shulchan Aruch teach us, the halacha on licorice is to make a shahakal. Another question that's asked is that gefilte fish, meatballs, chopped meat, very commonly people add bread to bread, breadcrumbs, different grain-based ingredients to those foods. And the question is, what bracha should be made on those foods? Kol sheyesh bo mechamisha saminim. It seems that the opinion of most poskim, Davni Nezer in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Ches, discusses this issue. The Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe in Chelek Hei, Siman Samach Aleph and Siman Samach Beis both discuss this issue as well. And they both say that it seems that the right bracha isn't, you don't make a bari min hamazonos. Because the flour, the bread that's added is only there to give consistency, to make it easier to prepare, and therefore the halacha is that you make a bar, you don't make a bar minim zaynus. In fact, if we try to look for in the Paiskim for some sort of rule what to say when we do or don't make a bar minim zaynus, the Chazon Ish had the Sefer Orchus Rabbeinu quotes the Chazon Ish, who has a very interesting way of making the determination. He says, we have to look what is the food called. If you're eating gefilte fish, or you're eating meatballs, even if they have in them these bread and challah, still, a person says, I'm eating fish. The person says, I'm eating meat. And therefore, that's enough for it to be considered fish or meat, and not to be considered a bar minim zaynus. The Sefer V'zois HaBrocha has a different way of making the determination. He says, look at the ingredient panel. And if you'll see that the grain-based ingredient is one of the first ingredients, that clearly is an indication that it's a grain-based food and that the bracha should be Bariminei Mezoinus. If the grain-based ingredient is only listed later on the ingredient panel, that's an indication that it's not a grain-based food and you need not make a Bariminei Mezoinus. Another very commonly asked question is when you have, however, says the Ber Moshe, one important point to add to this discussion, the Ber Moshe says that sometimes if a person, unfortunately, is on limited income, and what he'll do is, fish is expensive, meat is expensive, so they'll add challah to stretch the meal. Under those circumstances, says the Ber Moshe, indeed you would make a bar minim zaynus. Because there, the challah isn't just there for taste or to help prepare the food. The challah is because you want to have that as your meal. And therefore, there he says that indeed the proper bracha to recite would be a bar minim zaynus. Another commonly asked question is, what is the halacha on a chicken cutlet or a fish that has a bread coating on it? Is it a bar minim? What bracha should one make? So it seems again that it is the opinion of most paiskim that these bread coated foods, especially if we remember what we just quoted the Chazon Ish saying, that the main purpose of the coat, that the food is really called a fish, the food is really called a meat, and the coating is there just to give it a taste. The food is, it's only to help give it, to help cook it, to prepare it, to when you fry it or bake it. And therefore, most Paiskim say that you make a shahakal. I did see that Paiskim make the interesting distinction whether it has the Sefer Zois HaBrocha makes this distinction, whether if it has a thick coating or a thinner coating. He says if it has a thicker coating, so then perhaps you should make a bar minim zaynus on the coating, or bar minim zaynus preferably on a piece of cake. That's certainly obligated, that one is certainly obligated to make a bar minim zaynus on such a food, and make a shahakal on something that you obligated teeth to make a shahakal on, or as Tosfos taught us, eat it during the meal, and that would solve that problem. Furthermore, he says, interestingly, that although a fish cutlet or a chicken cutlet, a meat cutlet, the coating we can't consider, it's unlikely to consider them the main part of the food. But when we have a food that is not such a expensive food, he speaks about a vegetable cutlet, where there the coating may be as significant as the actual cutlet because it's not a piece of meat or a piece of fish. There, it's much more of a concern that maybe the food should indeed require bare mine mezonos. Another very commonly asked question when we speak about bare mine mezonos ingredients is when you have a bare mine mezonos in another food. So let's say someone's eating soup and there's a knedel or noodles in the soup. Do you make one bracha? You certainly make a barim and mezainis on the noodles or on the knedel. The question is, do you also make a shehakel on the soup? Or do we say that since the bracha is a barim and mezainis, because it has in it this ingredient that's from the barim and mezainis, you need not make a shehakel? So when it comes to the soup with the noodles or the soup with the knedel, it seems that it is the opinion of most paiskim that you certainly make two separate brachas. They're considered totally two separate entities. And actually, it is the opinion of the Chaya Odom that whenever you have two separate foods, even though one of the foods, one of the ingredients is a barium minim zainus ingredient, if the two foods are distinct and separate from each other, then the halacha is that you will always make a bari, you will always make two separate brachas. The Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't go as far as the Chaya Adam, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if the only time this halacha that we're learning, Kol Sheyesh by Mechamesh Saminim, that you make a Barim Minim Zainus applies, is only, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when the two foods are cooked together. But if they're not cooked together, if the Barim Minim Zainus is not cooked together with the other food, then you wouldn't make two separate brachas. So now, so certainly by the soup with the knedel, where it's two soup with the noodles, where they're two separate foods, the halacha certainly is that you would make a bairei, you would make two separate brachas. It goes without saying, as we mentioned earlier, that if you have some flour put into soup, many recipes call for flour put into soup, but the purpose of that flour is only just to add consistency to the soup. So there the halacha would be that you make a, you don't make a bari minim zonis on such a soup if it's not a flour-based soup. It's not a barley-based soup, for example. So now the question that comes up is what bracha do we make on cholent? Because cholent has in it barley, which is one of the chameshes aminim, but it also has in it potatoes or beans, which are not foods on which you make a bairei, which have a different bracha. If we follow the opinion of the Chaya Adam, that when the two foods are separate, we should make two separate brachas, then even though it was cooked together, it wouldn't make a difference. Now, actually, this question is connected to the issue that we discussed at the beginning of our shiur. Because at the beginning of the shiur, we quoted the opinion of the Rashba, who says that taste is the crucial factor in making this determination. And the Shulchan, so now the question is, when one cooks a cholent, and in the cholent he has barley and beans and potatoes, what's the purpose of that mixture? Is the purpose of that mixture for the foods to give taste to each other? If that would be the case, then clearly it seems that you should only make a bari minim mezainis. If, however, it's because what is the food called, it's not necessarily called a barley-based food, because the beans and the potatoes and the meat are just as important in calling this food what it is as is the barley. And therefore, it may be most recommended to make separate brachas. But there's one important point the Pais can make here. We know that normally, if somebody has to make a bracha achrona, and he has to make a bari nefashis, and he has to make an ala michya, so first he makes the ala michya, and then he makes the bari nefashis. This comes up Shabbos, if one goes to a kiddush, for example. So he ate some cake, and he drank some soda. So on the cake he has to make an ala michya, on the soda he makes a bari nefashis. First make the ala michya, and then the bari nefashis. So let's say over here somebody ate this cholent and he has this question, should he make a separate bracha on the beans and on the barley, or one bracha? And to avoid the problems as we've been learning, Tosfos already discusses this, he makes separate brachas. And now it's up to making a bracha achrayna. If he's first going to make the al hamichya, so now once he made the al hamichya, if this cholent is a mezainis food, then he doesn't have to make a bari nefashis. And if he's going to make a bari nefashis, that bari nefashis would be a bracha of atala. And therefore, under those circumstances, say the paiskim, here he should first make the bari nefashis, and then make the alamichya, because if he'll make the alamichya first, he may not be able to make the bari nefashis that he'll make afterwards, maybe a bracha of atala, if this food is a real alamichya food that has no bari nefashis obligation.